fringe. One of the people in this week's reading lived on the fringe of society. She had been outcast. Due to the time's version of religious freedom laws, she was forced to live away from people because people didn't want to have their religious liberties threatened by being kind to a person who didn't fit their rules. There was no opportunity to order a cake or sit down at a local restaurant. The rule said that she was to remove herself from contact with others and to sit in her shame. She may have even had to live on the outskirts of town where the garbage burned and the rats were all found. Gehenna. It's the very real place on earth that is translated as hell in the New Testament. Jesus didn't play that game. The woman who lived on the fringe thought that if she could just touch the fringe of Jesus' clothes, she would be better. It was common then, and still is, for people in a synagogue to touch the hem, the fringe, that tzitzit of a rabbi's robe in order to receive a blessing or even healing. She did. She rebelled against the shaming culture, reaching out from the fringe to touch the fringe, the tzitzit. And Jesus turned around and said, "How dare you infringe on my religious liberty? The rules of my religion say that you must separate yourself from others. And by coming close to me, you have persecuted me. Shame on you! I must refuse to serve you. With my deeply held religious beliefs, it's my weapon. It is my right, and it is my duty." Oh yeah. No, he didn't. He said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Because that's the kind of thing that Jesus does. He was a lawbreaker. Our reading today is riddled with lawbreakers. A synagogue teacher sought the help of an obvious rabble-rouser and probable heretic. The woman labeled as perpetually unclean reached out to touch a rabble-rousing rabbi. A rabble-rousing rabbi spoke kindly and restoratively to an obviously sinful woman. A rabble-rousing rabbi reached out and touched a dead girl. And after being told to keep quiet, nobody did. Jesus was about healing, wholeness, kindness, restoration, and love. He wasn't about letting any law get in the way of doing that. When the law keeps folks from offering and receiving healing, wholeness, kindness, restoration, and love, then the law is no good. So, may we be a people who live with the love of Jesus. May we be lawbreakers. But that's too easy. It's too easy to take anything a person or a community disagrees with and say that it's bad and that the law is bad and then seek to be lawbreakers. A pharmacist who not only refused to dispense prescribed medication to a woman but gave her a lecture and feigned accommodations not by having another employee in the store dispense the medicine but forcing the woman to travel to another pharmacy isn't about liberty. Rather, it's about denying someone their liberty. The cake baker's refusal to bake a cake does not give permission to all to refuse to service others, to give service to others. In today's culture, so many folks act as if it does. Requesting that someone leave your restaurant because they work for your adversary communicates revenge and anger rather than living out the spirit of the law. Anytime anyone tries to pull out the, "it's against my deeply held religious beliefs," that phrase, to keep them from treating all in fairness and respect, is garbage. It's not what Jesus taught or how he lived. Standing up to corruption, marginalization, and injustice is what Christians do. Demonizing others and living for revenge on your enemies is not. We need to be about healing, wholeness, kindness, restoration, and love. We are and shall continue to be about this. Together, we share in the joy of discipleship and service to God with all who desire to join in the life of our church. God created each of us as recipients of God's grace and love, unearned and freely given. We are called to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We celebrate every person as a child of God, created in God's image. We welcome people of every age, economic status, ethnic origin, gender, gender identity, marital status, mental and physical ability, political affiliation, and sexual orientation. We need to live out God's vision, a caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. When laws or rules serve to marginalize or otherwise keep people from having equal rights and equal access, they aren't good laws or good rules. And if a group who are in power are then put on more equal footing with those who were marginalized by the rules or laws, that group is not being persecuted. They are experiencing equality instead of oligarchy. Jesus neither had time for, nor did he follow the rules that marginalized people. He did call out bad rules or bad interpretations of rules. He was and is about wholeness, kindness, restoration, and love. Healing. Amen.